In the middle of a field just north of Hayworth, Illinois, Illinois State University professor Logan Miller and his students this summer will continue unearthing ancient tools, ceramic bowls, and even elk bones. The Noble Wedding Archaeological Site, a one-time Indian village located just north of Hayworth, dates to around 1200 AD. It was originally discovered in the early 20th century. In this conversation with GLT's John Norton, Dr. Miller says the site is an anomaly of sorts in that it's relatively a large village that appears to combine aspects of both the Langford tradition of northern Illinois with the Mississippian culture that centered around the Cahokia area of southern Illinois. Corn is also present in central Illinois. You'd think finding corn in an archaeological site wouldn't be a big deal. Miller says, not so.
By this time, people have been growing corn for a few hundred years. Corn first kind of appears in Central America about 3,000 years or so ago and makes its way up first into the Southwest and then eventually comes over here to the Midwest, where people have been growing other things like sunflowers and lots of plants that we would consider weeds today, like goosefoot and may grass and all these little things that make little seeds. And, you know, they were doing just fine with those. But corn comes in and, yeah, it really kind of changes everything. We don't really see big villages like this before people start growing corn. And we don't really see a lot of these kind of bigger social differences until corn kind of starts to be grown, and we have kind of this domino effect after that.
What is the significance of the continuing excavation of this site, very unique site?
Mm-hmm. Well, really, our big goal out there, we take students out every year, and it's a class they take. So the big goal is to educate students on just in general how to do, you know, proper scientific archaeology. And we just happen to have this really incredible archaeological resource right down the road from the university. The other part of it is, you know, kind of, I guess, for our world today, we can get another example of how different types of people come together and, you know, make it work in kind of this diverse metropolitan type of a setting out here. So one of the things we see a lot of at sites at this time period is a wall or you know, giant fence around the village for protection. So we kind of expected to see that at Noble Weeding. But based on our work last year and based on we now have a survey that allows us to essentially see under the ground and have kind of a map of where everything is at the site.
Is that what this is right here?
That's
now
what we have here, thanks to our friends at U of I over there.
Okay. So do you want to, can you point out, and we can post this on our website, mm-hmm. can you kind of point out what, you know, all the gray areas and what some of the dark areas on this might
be?
Yeah,
so we have the gray is just kind of your average natural reading. That's just undisturbed soil out there, whereas anything darker or lighter than that is something potentially of archaeological interest. So you see the thing at the top, that's actually a modern field road. So that's just kind of noise in the archaeological record here. But you can make out little squares and rectangles kind of in this circle all around. Those are all house foundations or structure foundations. And then all the little tiny black dots are probably pits. They would have initially been used to store corn, kind of like an underground silo. And then as the corn is eaten up in those, or as they get, you know, infested with mice or turn sour or whatever happens to them, then they fill them back in with trash, which we love as archaeologists. We love digging through people's
trash.
You can certainly find out a lot about somebody